Suddenly I'm falling. I'm falling upright.
I was falling twisting.
I'm falling upright.
Slow. Twist. Head over. Feet stretching out. Increasing in speed. Mouth open wide, but no sound.
It's in space. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. Nothingness.
Down the road. Hello, my friends. You have tuned in to radio yet again? I hope so. This is Wave Station broadcasting out to you on 90.1 FM. That's Community Campus Radio from Simon Fraser University. And we're putting these, emitting these sound waves on these unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And we're happy to be here, first time live in a little while. A bit of an emotional start to the night here, finding out about Andy Rourke's passing from a band that means a lot to me, the Smiths. So rest in peace to Andy Rourke, of course, and let me tell you a little bit about him. So the song I just played there, "This Night Has Opened My Eyes," that one's off of Hatful of Hollow, which was actually a compilation. It was put out like the year after their self-titled release. Let me just see here. 1984. And so it's kind of like interesting because it's the first Smiths recordings that I've ever heard. Like I heard them young. I was 15. They were on a tape. They were like one side of the tape was the Smiths, and it just said the Smiths handwritten on it. So I never even really knew which record it was coming off of. I found it later, of course. But yeah, I always found it a little bit puzzling to think about it being a compilation. And so actually had a little read through about that. So it was put out on Rough Trade Records in 1984. And like in the discography, let me just see here quickly. I think it's just after they put out their self-titled release. So they put out a self-titled release in 1984, and then they put out a compilation. And on the compilation was basically a bunch of Peel sessions and other sessions recorded with the BBC Radio 1 in 1983. And then a handful of their singles. So let's see, two of their contemporary singles with B-sides. So it kind of goes to show how important John Peel and the Peel sessions were. There was also some done during, David Jensen's show as well. These things take time. You've Got Everything Now, etc. But yeah, this one here, This Night Has Opened My Eyes, which I think is a really good example of Andy Rourke's bass playing. Like, it's just gorgeous, like, so, like, evocative and smooth and kind of, I don't know, inky? I don't know, that just came to mind. And, you know, I think, like, I credit the Smiths with, and that type of, the jazziness of them, I guess, if for lack of a better word, because at the time I was just getting into punk rock and everything, well, you know, around that time, 13 to 15 there. And I had my just rock and roll steeped version of what everything was. And the Smiths turned everything on its head. I didn't know what I was listening to. I was like, what is this? It sounds kind of like adult contemporary to my young ears, but I was like compelled by it and just kept listening. So that track was, yeah, I thought I'd pick that one. Started the night tonight with Falling from the Dreams, the Workshop mix. It was, that's the artist Delia Derbyshire, who was just a electronic music, you know, experimenter, very early days. The earliest version of that was recorded in 1964, but this mix here was released just recently, 2023. The concept of it is a collaboration with the playwright Barry Bermange. meant to create musical dramas based around the idea of dreams. Okay, so there's lots of music to play. I'm hoping to get through all of it, as per usual. I'm never sure exactly how it's all going to play out. Wonka wonka. But let's get into the next little bit, and I'll tell you about it after.
Thank you.
UVs from Portland with their new single, Penny Farm. Yeah. You're back with Wave Station, 90.1 FM. Song before that one, Sugared to Me by Underpass off of Deluxe Industrial. What a sweet song. That was put out in 2021. And before that one, Sexy Alligators, Sleepy Gonzalez, Vancouver artist, off of Slower Apocalypse, put out last year. The first two there, Sleepy Gonzalez and Underpass, are both playing the festival known as Music Waste. I read a little bit about Music Waste. First of all, that's Music Waste 2023, in case you were listening, in an entirely different year. Who knows? Could happen. It's happening June 1st to 4th, and it's $30 for a pass to the whole thing. Well, $30, it's nothing to sneeze at, but it's kind of maybe in the realm of affordability, given how, like, a lunch is like $20 these days. Anywho, it's happening across the city at assorted venues. It's completely non-profit, independent, volunteer-run, and it's been happening since 1994. I guess it was in response to like a big kind of corporate music fest, Music West, maybe, I think I read. And so they called their response to it Music Waste. And it has outlasted the festival, the corporate one, that they were kind of making a statement against. Yeah. You know, despite all the difficulty of, you know, keeping a venue alive in the city, although there's been a few that have been doing really well, like Redgate, the Black Lab. Yeah. A lot of the places that have collective structures, well, most of them, well, I don't know, I couldn't say that. But a collective structure could potentially be a way of maintaining a venue. But yeah, sometimes there's really nothing you can do. But shift and move, right? So it is a shifting landscape. But in any case, so the festival is worth supporting, promoting. I think that I have maybe, yeah, I have at least another artist in the set list tonight that's playing from the festival. And yeah. Okay. Let's see now. Might as well get into the next little bit of music. You know, I do my PSAs off the cuff, usually. I could probably get organized to get some PSAs over here. I know they're here somewhere in the files. Oh, isn't it much more fun just making stuff up? No, I'm not making it up. I'm just saying, like, I mean, maybe I could. Anyway, hey, this is the way I do it. All right. I'm a volunteer. You can be a volunteer, too. Here's my PSA. You can be a volunteer at CJSF. Yeah, there's that beautiful, beautiful campus up there, that absolutely brutal building at the top of Burnaby Mountain that you can wander around, and then you can stop in at that brand new glass, you know, Students Union building and go right up to the friendly folk at the radio station and just say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. You could do data entry. You could listen to music and write reviews. You could get a show. You could do some admin work with a programmer. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You could, I don't know, whatever, you know, get creative. But anyway, that's it for that. Let's move on. I'm going to play this one.